All right, here we go. What a night we've had at Corona Fight Night here at the Village. It's George Dunham, Mike Reiner, Bob Sturm, Gordon Keith, and Corby Davidson. We are ringside for our final bout of the night.
And Corby has a special introduction before we get to this final bout.
I do. I truly do. And don't worry about your skirt, sweetie. Just get on in here.
Now, yeah, let us see that.
A lot of people don't know who our traffic girl is. I want to introduce everybody to Alexis. Everybody, this is Alexis.
Yay.
Look at her.
Yay.
Huh?
Now
what do you think? Now, huh?
If you only knew how much George sexually harasses her in the morning.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I'm the only one that's nice to her in the morning. Isn't that right, Alexis?
Whatever.
Okay, sweetie.
I don't know, man. Traffic is super gay.
I just think that, you know, like broadcasting is super gay.
Okay, here we go to our final bout of the night. We have the hardline sanctioned bout of the spinners. Now, what does that mean again, Rhines?
I'm not real sure exactly the origin and or the meaning of that term. However,
Gordon does.
Bob came up with a name for the bout, right?
I look at this more as a recreation of the Vietnam War myself.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Why?
Let's not minimize that.
Why is that?
The girl happens to be from Vietnam.
Old people can't get past it.
All right, let's go.
Being alive for old people.
And visit with Corby Davidson, who's going to talk to the contestants.
Roger Sterling will join us for this fight.
Let's talk to our Vietnamese treat, Carol. Wow. Look at the fan support for Carol. Look at the North Vietnamese supporting Carol.
Go ahead and say
this style. Is truly remarkable that we could fit this many Charlies into this one room.
Whoa. Talk about me.
He has no idea how offensive that is.
Corby's drunk.
Yeah. Boy, he sure is.
All right, Carol.
After telling us this wasn't going to happen this year.
Look at her. Drinking again.
Carol.
She's the size of a second grader.
She's 4'9".
So like,
Carol, lay on us how tall you are.
4'9".
And how much you weigh?
92 pounds.
Wow.
And are you familiar now with the word spinner?
Spin City, baby!
Uh-oh.
That's awesome! Yeah!
Now,
I can hear that!
You told us your parents came over on a boat in 1975 from Vietnam, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And the war was already over, though, right?
I think so.
They just said, screw it. Things are boring in Vietnam. Let's go to America.
Yeah.
Is she bilingual?
Can you speak Vietnamese?
I can.
Can you say, I'm going to kick this girl's ass in Vietnamese?
I don't know about that. I don't think my parents taught me that.
Can you say, I'm going to beat this woman up?
What's wrong with you?
No.
Can you say, can I get a hamburger?
I can say in sign language.
No.
That doesn't count.
Say, me love you long time in Vietnamese.
Me love you long time.
Me love you long time.
That's awesome, baby.
Vicky V loves it. She's small. Her droppings must look like rabbit pellets.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you talking about over here?
She doesn't do that.
Gordon's fine. He's awesome.
Vicky V told me to say it.
All right, let's go over here to Ivy.
I write his jokes, baby.
Ivy?
I'm about to kill you.
Part of the all airport team.
Where's hotel telephone laughing guy, baby?
Ivy, how tall are you?
5'3".
You're 5'3"?
Yes, sir.
How much do you weigh?
92.
I swear to God.
What, baby?
Answer it, Corby.
Answer the phone.
Ivy, who are you fighting?
It's Mushmouth.
God.
I mean, seriously. You think I've been drinking? Look at Dunham next to you.
I know. This is ridiculous.
Come on, God.
We're making a mockery of this. We're about to go mic off on both of them.
Okay,
go ahead.
Actually, I have a question.
No, you're done.
It's Brad Schiff, baby.
All right, Ivy.
I want to ask.
Who are you fighting for?
Texas.
Oh, well, Texas. Obviously, Carol says, well, she's not from Texas. Okay, look. I can't even think anymore. These girls are spinners. They're ready to go. It's the feature fight of the evening.
May I ask a question, Corby?
Let's hear Low Talkin' Rich Phillips.
Unbelievable.
Why won't he let me?
For our final bout of the evening tonight, first quickly, let's thank the folks from Barney and Me Jim for the ring and for preparing our fighters tonight.
Why
our
are you talking like Lawrence this? Cole. You don't normally talk like that.
Thanks to our sponsor, Corona, and also thanks to the Village Country Club and all the P1s for attending tonight. Now, our main event brought to you by the Hardline. It is the Battle of the Spinners.
Here she comes.
First,
here she comes. She's getting out of the
ring. Out of the red corner.
Here, I got it.
At all of 4 foot 9 and 90 pounds, she claims to be from Texarkana, Carol Yum Yum Wynn.
Hey, I like a nickname, baby.
Shut up. I would like to make
and
the point.
And out of the blue corner at 5 foot 3, 100 pounds from DeSoto, Texas, she is Poison Ivy Taylor.
All right, guys, who do you like? You like Yum Yum Wynn or you like Poison Ivy Taylor?
You saw what the Asian did earlier to the American?
Yeah.
I like the same thing to happen here.
Okay, here we go.
Examining these two fighters.
And now with the play-by-play of tonight's fight, here's my broadcast partner, George Dunham.
Thank you, Mike. And we are underway here between Poison Ivy and Yum Yum. And Yum Yum is having a hard time with the reach of Poison Ivy.
Holy cow.
She's able to get to her before Yum Yum can even get off a punch. And she's landed several right to the face.
But Yum Yum's got the ferocity of a chihuahua.
She is very ferocious. She's got
it's
on
like
the ropes,
body
baby.
Shot, body shot, body shot.
Lawrence Cole steps in, separates them.
Not hitting down
Yum
there.
Yum
that's where babies
back
are made.
Her corner.
It's like watching Drew Barrymore fight Short Round.
That could be the line of the night, baby.
Stop it!
What? All right, Yum Yum's hanging in there, but I'm telling you, she's taking a punishment from Poison Ivy right now.
In the long history.
Oh, nice right cross by Yum Yum.
Yum Yum landed one, but I'm telling you, that's like one punch to 50 for Poison Ivy. I think.
Is it? Or is she so aggressive that it's just some sort of deflection?
Bob, Poison Ivy takes round one, don't you think?
I feel that way as well, but I'm going to withhold my thoughts till Brad Shamway's in.
Well,
Brad?
Upon examining these two fighters, as I break down and analyze their pugilism, I would have to lean towards Poison Ivy.
Okay. Thank you.
Why
special
you
thanks
that?
Tonight
now, where is
for
Sticky V on everything? Where's he?
Special thanks to Corona tonight, Time Warner Cable, and Lawrence Cole, our referee tonight. Can
yes,
we give it up for Lawrence
Cole again?
Tonight?
Putting up with all this garbage. Thank
as
you, Lawrence.
As we enjoy this brief respite.
Another winner of the hair lottery.
I would like to make a point that is very drawn out.
Okay, hang on, Brad. We're about to go to round two.
And involves seven polysyllabic words.
All right, we don't have time. We're on to round number
two.
Round
two is on. Let's
Yum
go,
Yum
Carol.
Win against Poison Ivy Taylor. And we have a lot of rabbit punches being thrown right now. Yum Yum's working the body. Yum Yum's working the body, but not doing much damage. Ooh, a right by Yum Yum to the face.
Yum Yum is bringing the action to the table, and you can hear every punch she throws
yes,
with
she
a,
is.
A very faint yum yum yum.
A slip by Yum Yum, but she's hanging in there. Poison Ivy with a right and a left.
She's
landing punches
now.
One after another.
How can I avoid this?
Poison Ivy has landed about 10 more punches, and I don't know if Yum Yum has a chance here. She just can't reach her. That's the end of
Gordon,
round two.
Shut up!
And Yum Yum just,
wow.
Mike, she can't reach Poison Ivy. She just can't.
Hi, Cassie.
And that's probably going to be the determining factor of the fight.
You sound like a Jawa, was it?
But let's see what Brad Sham has to say about
here
round
comes,
two.
Here comes Cassie.
Well, she's as tall as a Jawa.
Look, Uncle Owen wanted me to get a translator droid.
Get Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru out here.
Get out the
this Jawa just turned off R2-D2.
Where's Dickie V at all this?
I think he went home. He was told to go home, so he went home. All right, we go to round number three. This is our final bout
here
of the night.
Here we find ourselves in the Vespers.
Fight number 11. And we had a good time tonight at Fight Night. This huge crowd here at the Village Country Club. Sellout crowd on hand. Estimated at 19,900.
By Craig.
Yeah.
76, right?
Yeah.
Lawrence is bringing them to the center of the ring.
What?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. It's the final round here at Corona Fight Night. Poison Ivy against Yum Yum.
45 more seconds.
And they're letting it all hang out here in the final round. Another right landed by Poison Ivy. Oh!
Yum,
oh,
yum.
Lawrence Cole.
Yum,
it was a slip. It was a slip. Stop it. It was a slip. All right. Now we're back underway. Yum, had a slip a moment ago. She's taking a lot of shots to the head. Can she hang in there?
Well, I'll take this one. Can it fix condensers?
We just have precious few seconds left in this bout.
I know she speaks Vietnamese, but does she speak bocce?
And in this fight night.
Thank you.
That has been a dandy here tonight at the Village Country Club. There is Poison Ivy delivering a right and a left, and Yum Yum is staggering now. As we get late in round number three, there's the bell. Yum Yum's a crowd favorite, but I don't know, Bob. Boy. How do you vote for Yum Yum in a bout like this?
Yum Yum's in good shape.
She is in good shape.
Lots of activity. It's just tough to really generate power at 90 pounds.
Yeah. She's a football player.
Tell me about it.
Uh-oh. Is that Jake Z I hear over there?
Yeah.
Hey, Jake Z, hey, what do you think about life?
I got to tell you something about life.
Is it
super gay?
Oh, all of life is super gay. Too cool to exist?
All right, let's go to Rich Phillips and see who has won this boxing match here.
Rich, go ahead.
Thank you, Snake. One last time, let's go to the P1 judges' card.
First off, let's welcome him out of the race, Wake.
Let's hear it for Carol Yum Yum Win.
Yay, Yum Yum.
Elliot Sutler.
She's a crowd favorite, but I don't think she won the fight. Stop it.
All right, let's hear it for Poison Ivy Taylor.
Wow.
Oh, that's really close.
Look how cocky Poison Ivy
is. Yeah, she is. She's posing right now with her hands on her hips.
And our winner is Poison Ivy.
There you go. That's in the books. The winner of the spinner's bout goes to Ivy Taylor, the 23-year-old from DeSoto.
Let's go ahead and welcome everybody to Reswick.
Let's go back into the ring and Corby Davidson.
You can look better
Ivy,
now.
Ivy, you showed a lot more than a lot of people thought. I think the crowd was generally pulling for young Carol, but you swayed the crowd in the end. What was your driving force?
My mom.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
This is going to be sweet. She's tearing up already.
Yes. And tell everybody why.
My mom's been battling cancer since 2006, and they told us that she wouldn't live more than two more years. So that's a fight, and I wanted to come out and bring a fight, too.
Ivy, everybody! Ivy!
Why did Yum Yum have to take it in the shorts?
Who would have the balls to boo her?
Yeah.
Yum Yum.
Sweet. That's why she's wearing the pink tape.
Yeah.
Yum Yum, you put up quite a battle. You had a significant reach disadvantage. You tried your damnedest. Talk about what happened in there in English.
I was trying to think about dinner.
And what was dinner?
Corona.
Ah, yes, she's drinking beer. Could you hear Gordon commentating throughout the majority of the round?
No.
It was offensive. Just trust us.
It was very offensive. I'll tell you what.
Talk to Bob.
You've shown everybody that that despite being of smaller stature, that you can get in here and you can legitimately kick ass. Thank you so much, Carol.
Thank you for having me.
Good job, Corby. Good job there from
Thank
ringside.
You.
Thanks to all the P1s who've come out tonight to Corona Fight Night.
What a fight night.
Oh, what a fight night at the
Coming
Village Country
next,
Club.
Gordon versus George.
20% off all droids while supplies last.
Thanks to Corona, Time Warner Cable, to the Village Country Club, to Lawrence Cole, Barney and me Boxing.
Carol.
Watch out for the sand, people.
For everyone here at the ticket, I'm Giorgio.
Carol.
Thanks for being with us here at Corona Fight Night at the Village Country Club.
Hello.